Practice thinking about my first thought. Practice thinking about my first thought. How do I go about thinking about my first thought? What are my ideas about my first thought? What attitude do I have about my first thought? What makes my mind so fantastically alive, so fantastically important about my first thought? Well, when I think about my first thought, I am thinking whatever comes to my mind first. I'm thinking, I would like to have a good day. Okay, that's a good start, isn't it? I would like to have a good day. Now, how do I go about having a good day? My first thought is to relax, be at peace, to like myself, to enjoy myself, to think that all things are working out in divine order, to think that all things are manifesting themselves in their perfect way, in their beautiful way. And, okay, to have a good day, I have to first establish that this is a wonderful world that I live in. This is a wonderful world that I live in, and everything is going along just beautifully. Everything is going along just marvelously. Everything is going along in a fantastic manner. Well, that's a good thought. So, if I'm practicing about thinking my first thought, and I think that everything is going along in a beautiful manner, then this is my first thought, that everything is harmonious. Everything is going along beautiful. And I think those thoughts. And I think those thoughts, and I think them again and again and again. And while I'm thinking those thoughts, great ideas come to my mind. The idea is that I am peace. That's a good word. I am peace. And as I am peace, I relax. And as I relax, I let go of all of my anxious thoughts, all of my desirous thoughts that say I have to get something done, all the attitudes that tell me that my world is so busy and so complex and so demanding that it's not a relaxing world. And then I say to myself, okay, I'm practicing my first thought. And my first thought says peace. My first thought says relaxation. My first thought says calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Well, if I'm going to calm down, I have to just sort of let go. And I have to breathe deeply. And as I breathe deeply, I listen within myself. As I breathe deeply, I think to myself, yes, this is a wonderful, fantastic world. Yes, this is a great and a beautiful world. Yes, everything is going great. Now, things come to me occasionally. Things come into my mind occasionally, and they say, oh, I must think about this. I must think about how can I build a better relationship between myself and my relatives. My relatives are kind of distant. My relatives are kind of strange, and I haven't really had much to do with them. Now, do I want to do that? Do I have to do that? Do I have to have good relationships with my relatives? No. I choose to have a good relationship with my talk, with myself. I choose to have a good relationship with myself. Now, when I have a good relationship with myself, what happens? I have a good relationship with everyone else. When I have a good relationship with myself, I have a happy relationship with everyone else, and everyone in my world is harmonious with me. Everyone in my world is joyous with me. Everyone in my world is peaceful with me. Everyone in my world is magnificent with me. Everyone in my world feels good with me. And yes, I take charge. I take charge of my first thought. My first thought is, I live in harmony. I live in peace. I live in right action. I live in joy. I live in goodness. And then I think of my relatives, and I think, ah, yes, everything is good. Now, act as though you are, and you will be. So in my first thought, I am acting harmoniously, and I am acting happy. And I think of my relatives, and I think, yes, yes, yes. And so, since my relatives are on my mind, I give them a call, and I say, hi, how are you doing? just thought I'd call and tell you how much I love you and how much I was thinking about you today and thinking about the good thoughts and thinking about what a wonderful relationship we have. You're just the greatest. And before they have a chance to say much at all, I say, well, just wanted to say I love you. Bye-bye. And so you hang up, and they say, what a strange call. I haven't had a call like that from him for a long time. And wonder if something's wrong. No. He's so happy. He's so joyous. And my goodness, he's wonderful. He's fantastic. And so these are the thoughts that I'm thinking about very well. These are the thoughts that I'm thinking about people in my world. These are thoughts that I have. And of course, because I have these thoughts, that's what I experience. Because I have these thoughts, that's what I know. Because I have these thoughts, that's all that there is for me to have. Now, practice thinking about my first thought. My first thought was balance and harmony and happy relationships with my relatives. And I can do that. Now, what happened to me in this process? I had a happy relationship with myself. I felt good about myself. I felt wonderful. And when I told them I loved them, I thought, I do. I really do love them. I know I don't tell them enough. I know I don't tell myself enough. But I do love them. Hey, they're wonderful. And then as I go on in my world and go on in my life and go on in my thinking, I say, I like me. I like me. I like me. Practice thinking my first thought. And my first thought is balance and harmony with my relatives. And yes, so it is. And I call a few more relatives. Brothers and sisters and mother and father and grandma and grandpas and aunts and uncles. I call whoever I feel like calling. And whoever I feel like calling, I call and I bring harmony to them and from me and to me. And I feel just so great. I feel so fantastic. I feel so joyous. But it's my decision and it's my life and it's who I am and it's wonderful. And I feel so great about it. I feel so great about it because I have made the decision to follow through practicing thinking about my first thought. Now, my first thought changes from moment to moment and from day to day. And so as I have my first thought changing from moment to moment to day, beautiful things take place in my life. And as beautiful things take place in my life, I have a happy, harmonious life. Now, I was just looking at my cat sitting on my desk here, beautiful black cat, and she started to get kind of into everything. And then I quieted her down, and I loved her, and I hugged her, and I petted her, and I thought to myself, she's peaceful, and she was. And then she took her tail, and she sort of moved it gently back and forth, underneath my computer, underneath my monitor, and she wiped all the dust off of there. And well, lo and behold, it looks just beautiful. I should teach her to do my whole desk that way. And isn't that a lovely thought? Isn't that a lovely thought that our pets are meaningful in our life, not just to love, and of course that's a wonderful thing to do, but to delight in all of their magic, to delight in all of their ways of being. And it's just so exciting. It's just so exciting, so wonderful, so peaceful, so glorious. And that's who I am. Yes, that's who I am, glorious and fantastic. And because I'm glorious and fantastic, I experience glorious qualities. I experience fantastic qualities. I experience everything good and very good, but it's my choice. And I practice thinking my first thought. Look at your first thought. And as you look at your first thought, you say, okay, I'll practice that. And that'll be a lot of fun. My first thought is, I am happy. I like me. I live in my ideal body. I live in my ideal world. I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal person. Every organ, action, function of my body is ideal. Those are nice first thoughts, aren't they? Think about them. Choose one and flow with it. And watch what happens to you. Have a good day, and know that you are absolutely wonderful. You are absolutely beautiful. You are absolutely grand. You are absolutely supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Thank you, Mr. Beethoven. I love you. I love you. I love you.